All right, here we are on the Inner Sanctum here on 92.3 K-Rock, back with, I mean, truly one of my musical heroes, Mr. Richard Patrick.
Thank you.
I love absolutely everything you've done.
Thank you so
and,
much.
And I can't wait to hear this, the new remixes record that is coming out this Tuesday, the 4th.
It's an amazing take on anthems, you know, but remixes are cool because I literally just send them, like, the vocal tracks, and they do whatever they want. And we have some amazing talent on this. We have... Clayton from the Revolting Cocks, another Al Jorgensen, you know, industrial. He did three new versions of three different songs on, you know, Mitch Marlowe has a track on it, our guitar player. John Spiker has a track. He did a version of What's Next. It's awesome. And, you know, I set it up so it's like it's heavy in the front and then it mellows out towards the end, like all the Filter records. Do so. It is a remix record, and they are the same songs, but they're so totally different. I really want my hardcore fans to check it out because it's a really just a beautiful take on anthems.
Oh man, I can't wait to hear this whole CD coming out on Tuesday, and then obviously new stuff.
What's going on? We own our own label, so I mean, like, you know, we're putting stuff out. I mean, we're working on a live record that we just did. We've got.
Was it from this
can
past
I talk
tour?
About the greatest hits that's coming out. Am I allowed to? Sure. We're doing a greatest hits record that's coming out, which
cool.
is everything that like was huge that you can't find. There's some stuff that you can't find anymore, like from the Spawn soundtrack.
Oh, you and the Crystal Method, yeah.
Yeah, there's you can't find that anywhere.
Trip
so,
like I do, wow.
Yeah, it's like you can, you know, maybe get a used copy from Amazon, but I don't think you can really. So we're putting all of that on one disc. And, you know, there's just so many amazing things. I was talking to you guys off the record or off the air just about the direction of the new record. And I have been inspired. The kids that are coming to the shows are just like, you know, Rich, we love the melody. We love the acoustic guitars and stuff like that. But we really miss the darkness and kind of the heavier version of Filter with the first record, Short Bus. And I'm like, I don't know how much more crazy the world can get, but like when I pick up a guitar, it ain't acoustic. I mean, so I'm actually really inspired by just darkness. I'm just getting back to my roots as like just an angry, pissed off singer, you know?
Yes!
So yeah, it's coming. Like the new Filter record that we're going to release next year is, you know, I'm announcing it right here. Like it's back to the basics of just like serious decadence and craziness and anger.
Awesome.
That's where I'm at. I think the audience is showing up and I think they're getting, I don't know, the music that's out today, like Nickelback and Shinedown, those are great bands, but like, boy, it's so... Just sounds so friendly, you know, some of it.
It's so watered down, and it's packaged into this mainstreamy kind of...
I love Shinedown. They're friends of ours, but, like, I get why the kids get it, but, like, Filter's not about that anymore. I just feel a change coming, and I'm really excited about where we're going with the new stuff. Let's just say John 5's going to have a lot to do with the new... And it's going to sound a lot like The Take. It's going to be like 10 takes, I think.
Oh.
It's going to be 10 different versions, just in your face, heavy.
Thank you so much for stopping by the show,
it's
Rich.
It's a pleasure. Thanks so much, Pat.
And
I really appreciate being
truly,
here.
You're welcome back anytime.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I'm going to take you up on that.
Please do. Richard Patrick from Filter. We'll leave you with, what do you want to play off the new record?
Oh, off the new record? Let's play, we just played The Take. Let's play Soldiers of Misfortune for all our troops overseas.
Over in Iraq. And a special, I'd like to say something special to Frank Kavanaugh, your old
Frank's
bassist.
Over there right now. Frank Kavanaugh literally in Iraq right now.
You got to hook up with recently, right?
He, you know, honestly, we played this amazing show with Disturbed and Jessica Simpson, of all people. And we were in a... army base that they have right on the Kuwait-Iraqi border, and they fly us in on Black Hawk helicopters, and we get in there, we play to these 10,000 troops, of which we later saw one of the guys. We went to Walter Reed. He's like, you know, he was a triple amputee,
wow.
And he had his ears were blown out. He was deaf, and he's teetering on this ball. On this Pilates ball. And he's like, yo, Filter, you were awesome. You blew everyone off the stage. I can't even believe I'm sitting here talking to you. We met backstage. You probably don't recognize me because I had two legs and an arm, and I could hear you. And I was like, my God, and this kid was 25 the oldest, triple amputee. And so that's who we played for in Kuwait. And these people who are making this incredible sacrifice for God knows what.
Yeah.
George Bush's little plan to take over the Mideast didn't really work out that well. But the troops were sent. They are soldiers. They are heroes. We support the troops. We're not really down with the war, but we're down with them. And it was an honor and a privilege to go play for them. And Frank Kavanaugh was right there. And he came out on stage in his army fatigues. He's completely different looking. He's like 70 pounds heavier. He's gotten army big, as they say. And Frank played our most famous bass line, Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm actually giving the outfit that I wore, the coat that, you know, the soldiers gave me patches and I had them sewn on for the show. And I'm giving that coat and the boots and the jeans that I wore that night to the Hard Rock Cafe. It's going to be a permanent fixture over at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Here in Cleveland. So I'm actually really proud of that because it's a little piece of the band's history that's probably one of the greatest things we did, which was to go entertain the troops in Iraq.
Wow. So. All right. Here's Soldiers of Misfortune. Thank you so much again, Rich.